JB and Billy have done the Harold Holt.
And now we can't find them.
When do I wake up?
When do I wake up?
So we're giving you the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
That's the gold you don't get anywhere else.
This is the Rush Hour Reheated.
It's hump day, Fat, and that means we have a hump day quiz.
That's right, Jimmy boy. We probably should figure out the scoring system while we're away. You have been terrible at the umpiring. Also, I'll grill Bernie Vince about stupid South Australian saying. And I got a killer joke.
Plus, we look at the top 10 Victorian country footy players. No sign of you, Fat. And next, you're going to tell us some weird and wonderful Aussie facts.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep.
I love big saggy balls.
I go. This is the last time you go and put anything together that I haven't heard about first. Kim. If this doesn't work, you're done.
MD is speaking here. Right. We need a circuit breaker, Jim, because we talk a lot of footy, okay? So just thought I'd take it down another track.
Did
okay?
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
And just some wild, weird and wonderful, quirky, dumbfounding facts about Australia, okay? So shut up and listen for a minute. You might learn something. Wombat poo is square, so it doesn't fall off rocks.
A Did true you know that? Fact.
That is a true fact, that wombat poo is square.
I don't see how a square poo can come out of a round hole.
Well, it mightn't be round. It might be a
square. Oh, you think their bums are square?
Well, how's a square poo? Here's another one, Jim.
Yes.
Melbourne, the great city that we live in yes. now, guess what it could have been called if it didn't get changed? You know what it was called before Melbourne?
Nope.
Batmania.
A true fact.
Batmania we could have been called, Jim.
After?
John Batman.
Batman.
Well, John Batman.
I don't think he's Batman.
He is Batman.
No. I don't think he's Batman.
What do you think it is? Batman.
Batman. I always thought it was.
Well, anyway, John Batman, whatever. Yes. Who founded, obviously, Melbourne yes. On the Yarra River. So yes. that could have been it. Imagine, what are you doing on the
Bat-mania.
Weekend? Going to Batmania. Mm. Mm, not bad. It was got a nice little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Yorta Yorta Country, which is in Shepparton, Jim, yes. around that area, right? Guess what was invented there? The furphy, the term. You know why? Because they John Furphy himself invented a water cart that kept the World War One Anzacs hydrated, okay? So this water cart, have you seen them? You haven't seen the Furphy tank?
No.
Well, that's why. And then because they used to tell a few stories, the old soldiers, and put a bit of mayo on it, that hence became the word Furphy.
A right. true fact.
There you go. Did you know that?
Nope. See, I still don't really know it because you didn't explain it properly. But anyway.
What else have I got here? Oh, what about this
Well,
one?
You got 16, so you've actually got another 13 to go.
Bondi surfing prodigy, okay? Kevin the Head Brennan was 14 years old and weighed just 42 kilos, Jim.
Yes.
14 and 42 kilos.
Yes, Bill.
When in 1965, he beat the world's best surfers to become the only surfer to win the New South Wales junior and senior titles in the same year.
The Head.
He was 14, the Head. 42 kilos, Jim. How good's that?
That's amazing, Bill.
Another one here.
Oh, here we go, number five.
And you heard it first yes. on the Rush Hour last year. Remember old 9-year-old Lenny Gwyther? Was it? Lenny Gwyther? And his horse. Ginger Mick
up to
Sydney.
The bridge.
That's right, to see the witness the opening of Sydney Harbour Bridge and met Don Bradman.
20s or 30s or whenever it was.
And the Prime Minister came and shook his hand.
Yes.
So that's a great fact.
No, but you've already gone with that one.
Oh, well, but they've got it here, but they obviously weren't listening to the Rush Hour.
So you've rehashed a last year fact.
And a last one, Jim.
Right.
You know our magnificent national anthem, Advance yes. Australia Fair. That was voted for in 1977, okay?
Right.
So I don't know how many people were living in Australia at the time, but 43% voted for Advance Australia Fair, mm-hmm. 28% voted for Waltzing Matilda,
right?
And then 18% voted for God Save the Queen.
Yes.
So that was it. That was 1977, that's a long time. Maybe
North
we
Melbourne
should.
Premiership year.
Was it?
Waltzing Matilda, it's about a bloke thumping a sheep.
It's not, is it?
Probably couldn't have made that our national anthem.
Waltzing Matilda. But you reckon we might have a little change up, shouldn't we? Do we need a new national anthem?
They've changed the word slightly.
Yeah, they did, actually, yes.
We are one and free, which that's right. I totally think is a good thing.
43% voted for it back in 77. So there you go.
So that can't be it, though.
That's it. That's the interesting fact.
That's the end of it.
Yep.
Really.
Jill put that together.
This is a main city, like a big city sort of drive show.
Yeah.
So you've got to sort of get your content to that level. This isn't like Bendigo FM or
K-Rock.
You know, or that thing you used to work for down the bloody road. This is like Triple M is a big city station.
They are weird and wonderful, Jim, you must admit. You'll take home.
No, they're weird.
You'll rock up next to Lisa tonight and go, hey, Dale, definitely, you know, Wombat Boo is square.
Yeah, I don't reckon I'm going to do that, just to be brutally honest. Yes, anyway.
We are taken by some marvellous regional stations and Hobart as well.
We've got them on with. So Bendigo,
I'm telling you, some of the regional stations will think that's actually good radio.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, Fat, you got a different looking quiz today. I'm interested to hear why. All right, so, Fat, who have we got?
Yep. We are mixing it up on the Rush Hour. Three contestants, Jim, if you don't mind. Three. Right. So let's have a chat to Dan. He's there in Torquay. Nice news today for the regional areas of Victoria, Dan.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's good here too.
Oh, he's over the moon. What about our next contestant, Jim? Right. I think his name is Matthew.
Matthew?
No. What is your name?
My name's Matt, but I just spell it differently, Bins. M-A-F-F-E-W-E, Matthew.
His name's Matt Bins.
Well, no, but it's M-A-F-F-E-W-E. Who spells their name like that?
No, your name's not Bill, it's Anthony, so...
That's a very good point. Jeez, they're getting the better of you, Fat. I love it. They're all but over you like a rash.
Matthew.
And then Aaron's out there in Wang.
Oh, Wangaratta. How's Wangaratta? Well, regional too. That's nice, Aaron, today, the news today, isn't it?
Yeah, no, perfect. Can't wait to play golf on the weekend.
How's Wang going?
Yeah, it's nice and warm today, actually. Sun's out. Guns are out.
23 degrees here in Geelong.
Out,
beautiful.
Guns are out. All right,
Jim. Literally. So we've got Dan, we've got Matthew, and we've got Aaron.
Yes.
And we're going to have six questions today, Jim.
Six?
So you're the the judge, okay?
All right.
Are you ready, boys?
Let's go.
Yep.
Scream your name out nice and loud when you know the answer.
This is a multiple choice question. Stephen Smith emerged from quarantine holding
Matthew.
A...
Oh, Matthew.
We'll go with B, because it doesn't matter whether you get the first question right or not.
B. He's just having a stab at B. All right, you're out, Matthew. Keep going,
Pat. A, holding a roll of sandpaper. Oh, that's
still... Oh, Bill.
B, holding hands with Davey Warner.
I'm going to go C.
C is his bat.
No, so as you can have them all.
And hang on, there's one more. One more, Dan. And D, his guitar.
Aaron?
D, the guitar.
There it is. Did you see that photo of him, Jim, when he was in the motel room in quarantine? He had a towel over his head and he was just picking up bats to feel how heavy they were.
Crumbs.
He had about 50 bats.
No, they carry a ridiculous number these days. Az played a nice game there. Just sat and waited. And all the questions were his at the end.
Yeah, the Bradbury.
Righto.
All right.
Well done. Who is this round's Rising Star nomination? I can give you a clue. A first name that I dislike. Terrible first name. And his surname associated with the Yarra or the Murray or...
Aaron.
I'm not hearing any of these names.
Aaron. Is it Rivers from Melbourne?
That'll do.
That'll do. He's taken a nice early lead, Az.
Jim, you know what happens when they're up.
We need to just... Fiddle around
and touch
him. Yep.
Righto, boys. Is Matthew there?
Matthew's here.
Well, what about screaming your name out, Matty?
I tried, but Bins wasn't listening.
Come on, Bins.
And is Dan there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Sure.
No, I'm not sure. Name, for question number three, name the only Storm player picked in the New South Wales State of Origin.
Matthew.
Josh had a car. Oh, Josh. Oh. All right.
Well done, Matthew.
Matty's on one, ours is two, and Dan are yet to greet the judges.
Come on, Jim. Now, who is this, guys? It's an audio question.
Dan.
Dan.
Rafael Nadal.
Rafa.
Oh, well done.
This is
good. That was a hard question, Jim, wasn't it?
So we're 1-1-2, as still with his nose in front.
Question five. Lucky I've got six there, Jim. See what I've done.
Lucky, yeah.
At what ground is this weekend's Tigers versus Bombers Dreamtime?
Matthew.
I want the whole lot.
Well, it's at Optus Stadium in Perth with the undercover car park.
Nice, Matty. Oh. I like it.
Well, scorecard, please, Jim.
All right, so Matty 2-2, and Dan's on 1.
Wow.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
It always is, Jim. I love it.
Not always.
One more question. Yes. Now, boys, Decipher. D-I-S-C-I-P-H.
Yeah, Decipher, yeah.
Decipher. This player's name, who is leading Triple M's Best Player Award.
Aaron.
First name.
Oh, hang on. As?
Oh, righto.
Is it Ollie Wines?
It is Ollie Wines.
Yeah. I thought I heard Dan, but obviously it was Az. Well done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird. The bird yelled back with infanities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
Joined by a good member of the Triple M footy family and a two-time Best and Fairest medal winner.
We dogs to Taylor Walker as across the ground he sprints. Another happy customer getting top delivery from Bernie Bear.
Well, we thought he was an important member.
We did.
Until a bit like Nick Riewoldt, he just evaporated.
Gone missing.
What happens? We sign these blokes.
On big dollars, on the big dough.
And they get exposure to the top level.
That's it.
And then suddenly they're just nowhere to be seen.
They get happy with themselves. I've done enough, and now I'll just go elsewhere. Where are you, Burn?
Oh, I'm in Adelaide, Bill, at the moment. And the big dollars thing, well, that's false. We all know that. But, just over here. I didn't want to get stuck down like all you blokes over there in the lockdown. So decided to stay over here and do most of my work from here. How have you been going without me, though, Bill? I sent you a few questions for Harmsy the other day.
Oh, yes. That was
great
good.
Great questions, but you just butchered the delivery, which was no surprise. Right. And then when you were finished with your questions, you wrapped him up. You were done.
Well, to be honest, we're getting a bit boring. It was good. He was driving along with Froffy's mate, wasn't he?
He was. We
had a chat with Froffy. But Dale Thomas has been very good. I'm very happy with the way Daisy's going. He's good. He's got good energy.
He brings
good stuff to the table, unlike you and Duck. Hey, now, Phil's head. Bernie, what is going on? What the f*** is going on in Adelaide? Theatricum in Adelaide. First, we have the Chief Public Health Officer, Nicola, coming out saying stupid stuff like this.
Nicola.
If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Yeah. Now, who says that?
Bernard.
Well, it's Nicola, by the way. But
what is that?
Yeah.
That is someone that doesn't have a very good football background, I don't think. But maybe the Adelaide players listened to her because they were awful on the weekend and went down to Collingwood. So they had the last laugh, didn't they?
Well, I've got some other things here that annoy me about Adelaide.
Oh, okay? Nice. Let me know.
So if I go down and play Tats Lotto on a Wednesday or a Saturday, what do you guys play over there in Adelaide?
Cross Lotto.
Of course. Yep.
Yes.
All right. If I go to the footy and buy a record, which we all do, we look it up and things, what do you guys buy?
Budget. Footy
the
budget. Yeah. Footy budget.
What's the footy budget?
What's the footy record? It all should be a budget.
I drive down here in Geelong and I go into a street and I turn into a court. What do you guys turn into?
I don't know, a street.
No, a cul-de-sac.
It's a cul-de-sac anywhere else in the world, Bill. It's not in Melbourne.
It's not, Jim. And then... I nearly ran off the road the other day and nearly ran into a power pole. What do you guys call it?
Oh, Stobie pole.
What is a f***ing Stobie pole? I've never heard of Stobie pole. What is that?
Well, it's exactly the same. What do you call it?
It's a power pole.
A power pole, electrical pole. No, it's a Stobie pole.
What is a Stobie?
Don't want to run into a Stobie, Bill. It does some damage in your car. But, Bill, don't have a crack at me. Your bloody state's in lockdown, you dickhead. Yeah. Get your contract tracing right and we might start listening to you.
Don't start that because where did it all start?
Well, it might have been here.
Yeah.
Bernard, the other one that I've always found amusing when I spend a fair bit of time in Adelaide was you go down and have a kick of the footy.
Yes.
If my kids go to Trevor Barker and have a kick of the footy.
Everyone does it.
In Adelaide, what do the kids go and do?
I'm not sure.
They have a dob. They're going down the park for a dob.
Let's go for a dob.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
What does that mean, kicking the footy?
Kicking the footy. They call it going for a dob.
What? Going for a dob and going to play PAX.
Play PAX.
PAX is Mark's up, I think, in Victoria.
Mark's up.
Yeah, PAX.
See, and also, what else? Your pie floaters and all that shit?
Yeah, pie floater. You tried one of them, Bill? You look like a pie floater. That's a pie. You're not in green shit.
Get him back.
Hey, Bill, just before I let you go, had a bit of issue. What's Bernie. My name again?
Bernie,
sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, Bernie, yeah, good. You got that right the third time. Hey, a bit of an issue with a jumper today, I hear.
No, Daisy, don't know what you're talking about.
No, bit of a hole in the jumper, and you decided to colour it in with a texter, did you?
What is he doing? Seriously.
Why don't you go to your hometown and have a look at that scoreboard?
What about when you take the jumper off? You're going to have a black dot on it, you dickhead.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with you?
Seriously, Fat.
What have you done? You thought you'd just colour it in. How old are you? Three? See ya.
You're just breaking up. He's off.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
So I tell you what came across my desk.
What?
The top 10 AFL VFL players from country Victoria.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
Now, this type of thing doesn't normally sort of interest me particularly.
Mm.
But when it's something that Fat could probably have got his way into, but was almost guaranteed not to end up in, it makes me giggle.
Well, you know why, Jim?
Why?
Because I'm from New South Wales.
Fat. All I know is you weren't getting into any. We could actually form.
No, you couldn't.
A New South Wales country list, you wouldn't get in that either.
Next week I'll bring to you the top 10 AFL VFL players from country New South Wales.
Didn't they do a team of the century?
Yeah, they did.
You weren't
in that either.
That was a team. I'm talking country players. Yeah, there'll be me and Longmire.
Longmire.
And Carey.
Danaher.
Schloss. Brownless.
Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
We've already got more than 10. That'll push you out.
I doubt it. But let's have a look at the Victorian one.
So we'll get to that. That'll be next week. But now, number 10, yes. I don't think he'll stay at 10.
No.
Our Dusty Martin.
Brownlee medalist, Jim, and one of the best players in the competition at the minute, without doubt.
No, Campbell's Creek, Castlemaine.
And Campbell's Creek is a little joint just out of Castlemaine, Jim. Yes. So he did grow up there. Dusty
Three
did.
Norms.
As I say, he won't stay back down at number 10. Adam Goods.
Record games holder at Sydney.
Yes.
372. Well, Horsham. His family moved to Horsham. He played with North Ballarat Rebels. I remember that, Jim. But
Merbean is Jamie Siddons' territory.
Merbean's up Swan. Mildura.
Redcliffs or whatever it was.
Yes, exactly.
Doug Wade. Now, here's the great man near Portland.
Oh, Japan.
Darren, that's, of course, a beautiful Port Ferry region.
Well, there's one from Port Ferry coming up, Jim. Mm. But only one of five to kick 1,000 goals, Doug Wade, from Japan.
That's it.
I still remember they come out to see him in the old Ford they had back there in the Cats, and they offered him a jacket, a sports coat.
That was what got him to Geelong.
That's what got him to Geelong, a sports
coach. And 1,000 goals later.
A sports coach.
And both married at the time, Doug.
Yeah.
So Francis Burke. Now, what a superstar that man was. Yeah, I never obviously saw him play live, but when you look at the old vision, geez, athletic, beautiful over his head, magnificent mover, star.
Nathaya, which is a little town out of Shepparton, and done very well of late in the Murray League. They're a very strong team. Worst jumpers ever, Violet Crumbles.
Oh, no.
They're purple.
Oh, no.
Purple and brown, like a Violet Crumble. Terrible.
John Nichols?
Yeah, he's from Maryborough.
Hmm.
No, Maryborough out near Castlemaine, that way. There's some good players out that way, Jim. Mm,
yeah, Bill, yes, a star. And then this one's contentious for me.
Mm-hmm.
Junior.
Yes.
Because now he's welcome on any list of top tens, top fives, Gary Ablett Jr.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a country boy. He was born in Geelong.
His
dad was playing for Geelong.
And he lived down at Torquay, but he did play at Motawarri, which is a little town, or not even a town, it's just a footy ground out of Geelong. So
no, I'm not having that.
All right.
But he's in the top 10 ever played, so there's nothing to do with his ability as a player. It's just I don't think he's a country.
Yep.
The great Ronald Dale Barassi.
He was born in Castlemaine, where the Cumberland Hotel is, by the way. They've produced some...
Castlemaine, for a start, in the Cumberland Hotel and all the rest of it. Yeah.
But what a superstar he was. He's another one from, with
10.
Dusty...
Six playing, four coaching. Yeah.
I think, did Norm Smith do that at Melbourne? We'll have a look. Don't sit there a stupid look on your face. Look it up.
Number three is Senior.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's because he came out of Druin. So that is legitimately a country footballer and unbelievable footballer.
All the brothers.
Was.
All the brothers there, Jim, of course, the Ablett brothers.
1,031 goals in the big time. Of course, Norm Smith medal, Coleman medals, all Australian selections. Well, as good a player as there's been.
Norm Smith, 4 VFL premierships as a player and 6 as a coach.
So that'd be 10.
Yes.
Very well done.
John Coleman. Coleman medal. John Coleman.
What about him?
Well, Port Fairy, Jim.
Yep.
That's where he was born. I didn't know that.
Magnificent part of the world, by the way.
And then went to Hastings. They recruited him from Hastings.
How many goals on debut? It was a lot, wasn't it?
12 or 11. He kicked 23 goals against Sorrento in one game in 40.
537 goals from 98 games.
So that's 5 points.
So more than you kicked.
Well, he was a full forward.
And he played 98 games, not 198.
So I wonder if he gets in the Essendon team of the century because they'd cap it at 100 games, I reckon. And who's number one then, Jim?
I think there can only be one.
There's only one Tony Lockett?
There's only one Tony Lockett, Fat. Mm. And, of course, North Ballarat up Spud's way.
Yes.
When we all used to work with Spud, how many times did he mention Plugger?
Oh, I loved him.
He couldn't shut up about him.
Well, they used to travel up virtually to training. Yeah. Remember that? They went to the park?
Luna
Park one day. They were on their way to training.
Yeah, just stopped.
And Plugger said, oh, look at that ride there at Luna Park. They drive past every day. So they went in, didn't go to training.
Yeah, ended up in the paper, a photo of them on the coach. He's giving it the, where the hell were you like? car broke down there.
Yeah, car broke down.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. End the day with a laugh. We've picked out a classic Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Reheated. The best of JB and Billy.
A beautiful joke, this one, Jim. Mm. A new father is sitting down with his father for a drink.
Yes.
His dad tells him, now that you're a father yourself, it's time I give you something.
Right.
The son replies, Dad, you're not talking about, yes, it's time. With this, Jim, he hands over him a copy of 1,000 Dad Jokes, 6th edition, if you don't mind, to his son.
Mm.
With this and a tear in his eye, the son says, Dad, I'm honoured. Hi, honoured. I'm Dad.
Oh, no.
What about that for a dad joke?
All that build-up.
That's just a boring story.
It's a dad joke.
And it's a badly told boring story. Go with that other one that you went with before. That's better.
Oh, listen to him. I didn't mind that.
No, that's rubbish.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help, which I do.
Yep.
Number three, Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire
sauce. there's a couple.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever look in a mirror and see fat, I am checking out.
Just say I've been wrong a few times. Jim,
Never have. No. Certainly not where you've been involved. If I look in a mirror and see your head.
County Cricket Club.
Oh, Worcestershire.
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 This has been the Rush Hour Reheated. JB and Billy are back July 12. Download the listener app and tune in wherever you are and whenever you want.